Bonjour, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast.
Hola, hola, since we are doing, I guess, different languages.
Different languages. Mm-hmm. Ni hao.
Okay. Aloha.
I don't know anymore.
I don't know anymore. I don't know any other language. Ooh.
Guten Tag.
Wow, our brains are just so big. Okay, so yeah. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Very happy to be here.
Episode
5, I think.
Episode yes. 5, season wow. 1.
Season
guys.
1. Only one season. Season. How are you, Val? How's your weekly vibe check?
Weekly vibe check. I'm doing pretty well. This illness is coming out of my body.
And yes.
I'm so excited.
She's resurrected, ladies and gents.
How's your week going? What's the vibe?
So it's finals.
Oh, yeah.
That was a whirlwind, I'll tell you that right now. I don't know how I did because, you know, teachers love to wait till the last minute to grade everything, which no hate to them.
Well, it's because they also, the university gives them till like Friday of the week after. So they're like, you know what, I'll just wait till Friday the week after, the 10 minutes before I'm supposed to submit it, to submit it.
Yeah, and then I'm worrying about my grade for like 2 weeks. But yeah, so that's kind of in the state I'm in now. I didn't do so hot so far on my finance one, but we'll just, you know, hoping for the best, hoping to just pass, essentially.
I felt that.
It's just been rough, but the only thing I can do is just not think about it because it's done.
Yeah.
It's in the past.
Yeah, it's already there. You can't change it now. You can't change it. You have to just move forward.
And there's no point in worrying about it because then I'll just get anxious and really sad on like my first week of break. How boring.
I know. I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
You're going to Disneyland.
I know.
Why'd I say it with Disneyland? You're going to Disneyland.
Yeah. I'm going to my birthing place.
Oh, right.
The old stomping grounds.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just really excited.
Yeah.
I'm super duper excited. I cannot wait.
Do you usually go around like Christmas time?
No.
Ooh.
So it's like this is my second time I've been during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I usually go, what would it be? I usually go summertime. Like that was like my big thing. But when I was younger, I would go like once, twice during the like
the year.
Each year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I would go multiple times. But I've never celebrated an actual like Christmas. I've been there during like when they change the
decorations,
but never like on Christmas. I'm not gonna be there on Christmas either, but
but close.
So yeah, really close.
I've never been for a holiday, so I never have seen the Halloween decorations in person or the Christmas decorations in person. I've only ever seen normal summer Disneyland when it's hot and everyone's really mad all the time. But yeah, that's the only thing I've seen. But that's exciting. Are you excited? Are there any new rides? Do you know?
Well, they opened that whole new... Well,
oh, that whole new world.
The whole new world. The freaking Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing's open. But when the last time I went, they closed Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh,
because
no.
of some controversial, like, stuff.
Oh, right.
Because of the... I don't know if you guys know about the woman who was being auctioned off. Like, they were like, no. Like, I don't know who got to them. Maybe they were just like, you know what? We just don't want issues. Let's take it out.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to close it down to take out that and, like, all the, like, things that were going to be really controversial that were already in there. Mm-hmm. And, just do some fixes. So this time I'll hopefully, fingers crossed, get to see it.
Happen. Get to smell that Pirates of the Caribbean smell.
You know exactly. Sometimes I'm like walking and I'm like, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. You just smell that swamp, but it's not even a bad swamp.
Yeah, it's not even a bad thing. It's also, fun fact, they still have, because when they first opened Pirates of the Caribbean, they used real skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
They still have some of the real skeletons in there.
I don't like that.
Yeah. It's the one that's laying in the bed.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's crazy because, like, I hear all these inside secrets, but every time I go, I never...
Think about it?
I never think about it.
Yeah.
Because it's the happiest place on earth. And even if they do use real skeletons, no big deal.
No big deal.
But also, it's like, I just don't think about it. That's the last thing I'm thinking about.
Yeah. I'm thinking, because for me, it's just, like, I just watch, like, all these, like, Disney videos because I'm just a junkie, I guess. So I like learning things about like the park, you know, like seeing hidden things.
Yeah. How it works. It's magic.
Mm-hmm. Also,
they
have freaking 5 holiday churros, this season. And my mom, she's going to go. Well, I told her about it. She was like, oh my God.
Tell her to leave a review.
Yes. Because when we went last time, they had this whole churro tour. So each place, like California Adventure, they're different, like lands, the Pixar mm-hmm. and stuff, had a different flavor churro. And then at Disneyland, Fantasyland, different flavor churro. My mom ate about 20 churros. She's like, I think I spent about maybe three or $200 on churros. And I was just like,
I want to be your mom.
How did you, because I also remembered after the fact that she didn't go on a lot of the rides. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that makes sense. Cause we were literally waiting in line for like hours. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I was just like, I only saw her eat a churro once, like with my eyes. And then her and Nikki were like, yeah, no, we had like five. And I was like, how do you fit in the time?
How don't you fit in the time?
I know. But I had one. Ooh. But it was covered in sprinkles. And that makes my mouth hurt. It made my stomach hurt. And I was like, I can't finish this. Mm. They had like a rose gold one. Oh, my God. It was like strawberry flavored. Amazing. They like did the whole thing. And then I got freaking sprinkled one. That didn't even have a flavor. It tasted like a regular churro.
Fucking Dolores got all the good ones.
Yeah, she did the tour. She crossed off like what she got.
That's so funny. She had like a little pamphlet.
Mm-hmm. She loves the churro. She will spend, if they raise up to $10, she'll spend it. She doesn't care.
God, I want to hang out with your mom. Because I would spend all my income mom, on the churros.
Big spender. She's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
My mom isn't. My dad, I guess, is. He's a big spender, but he's also just naturally the big spender.
Yeah.
I think my mom, since she's kind of still stuck of when she was younger, yeah, when they didn't have money.
Yeah.
So she's like, no, we have to save all the money that we have. Yeah, I'm like, bitch, I'm kind of like my dad, where if I have money, might as well spend it. I'm going to spend it. It's burning a hole in my pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
So, especially at Disneyland. Oh, I fucking love Disneyland.
Well, Disneyland's also like, you're going there, you're going to spend money. Like, because my parents bought, because I had invited one of my other friends, Adrielle, shout out to you, if you're listening. They bought me, her, my brother, and then them two a meal, and it was almost $200.
Yeah,
just for like a lunch.
Yeah, I'm not surprised about.
But it was a big portion. Mm-hmm. But it's like you have to buy the food, and then you have to buy like the drink and things like that. So,
I remember when I went this past summer, or yes, two summers ago. I don't know. But either way, we went to Pizza Planet.
Oh,
that shit was expensive.
They have the best Asian chicken orange. Wait, no. Asian chicken salad.
Okay. No, yeah.
The one with mandarin oranges on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. It was the best one I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really like Asian chicken salads or whatever they're called.
I just love spinach. I love mandarin oranges and I love chicken.
There you go.
So it was just like, and then there's the dressing that they put on top. Amazing.
I think they have the French Quarter, right? They have a French Quarter in Disneyland. I had one of the best sandwiches I've ever eaten in my life.
They have good food there.
Without a doubt. They have good food everywhere.
Everywhere.
Why would you want to go to Disneyland? Desserts. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And I think that's why they know. Because I think they're like, you know what? We're going to charge a lot. We need to put the best out there.
But they also charge a lot for the food. So from there, I think they need to figure out. They need to see where their loyalties lie, because I'm paying $200 for a damn ticket.
Yeah.
And y'all really going to charge me $15 for a damn sandwich?
The thing is like, they have the option to give you, like, you can bring in your own food.
Oh, I know. Yeah, true. So, like, that's my fault. I am boo-boo to fool. But have you also noticed that whenever you're at Disneyland, you're always hungry? I am always hungry.
It's because they have the little thingies, the scents.
Oh, yeah. But still, that's what I heard. So, but I'm always hungry.
It's because they have the food carts everywhere. Mm-hmm. You get out a ride, food cart. You're walking to a ride, food cart. And you just see the desserts. You see everything. And it's just like, okay, I guess I'll have it. And then you see people walking around with freaking turkey legs.
Oh, the turkey legs.
And I'm just like, okay, well, where do I get a turkey leg?
You know what I mean? Literally, like, where'd you buy that?
Yeah,
I have to go to fucking Adventureland.
The thing is, at Disneyland, I feel like you're so much more like, you feel comfortable enough with like the people around you. Like, it's not like weird. Questions. Like, I can be like, hey, like, where'd you get that? Mm-hmm. Like, have a long conversation in line. Like, and it's like good vibes. Mm-hmm. I think I've never had a negative experience talking to like a stranger there. Disney brings people together.
One time I had a bee on me. I had a bee on me and the person, because I was in like in the fourth grade, and I went with my best friend at the time. We all went, and her dad like smacked it off of me with a magazine. But I had a bee on me, so he saved me.
He saved
even that wasn't negative. That was like a good. We're in line for the Haunted Mansion. Good stuff. But yeah, I didn't even think of that. Like, it's never bad vibes.
Never bad vibes. And you could talk to a stranger,
and everyone's always happy to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, God, I love Disneyland.
That's good vibes.
Well, glad for you. Glad you're going. I'm not. I'm not doing shit.
I know.
I know.
We need to plan a Disney trip.
I love Disneyland.
Like, I already... Like, here's the thing. I was talking to Mercedes about this, like, yesterday, that now that we're going to be, like, having real careers and things like that, we have the money to, like, go vacation.
I'm so salary,
I was like,
baby.
We have to go. Mm-hmm. I was like, we have to go, like, once a month. She was like, it's a little too much. Three times a year
I'm willing to do.
Yeah,
twice a month, I mean, or once a month. It's only the time off. The time off I'd have to get. But like,
because it would be like short trips, because we'd have to be there for like
like
a 2 day maybe, and we have to get like a day off from work, and then
I know, and then get there. Oh my god, see, now I'm thinking about it. But still, yeah, three times a year I could do.
Yeah,
easily, easy peasy lemon squeezy. But and we know people in California who are willing to house us.
Shay, my older mate.
Shay, you're listening?
You're listening? She's an avid listener. So, Shay, here's a little shout out to you.
Thank you for listening.
We love you. Hearts only.
Yes, thank you for listening. And we hope to see you in California.
Yeah.
And Val, I hope you get to see her
in
California.
I hope I do too. I texted her. I told her. I was like, we have to meet.
Brunch.
I miss her.
Aw. I mean, I never really had much interaction with her, but she was cool every interaction I had.
Yeah, she's so nice. She's so nice and fun spirit. Wow. You'd love her if you guys were like...
tight? No, she's super nice.
Yeah, she's so nice.
But yeah, that's cool. I'm going to be
here.
Home.
You're going back home.
Well, I'll be home for a bit, but I'll mostly be working.
How long?
I think like a week I'll be home. Mm-hmm. So that's not too bad. I honestly think I can only last a week.
At home.
Not because, like, it's like we mentioned the other day where go home, I feel like my life stops.
Yeah.
Everything I do just stops. Because I also don't have friends where I'm from because everyone hates me. But
it'd be like that.
It really be like that. Haters, can't see them. Fakes, don't know them.
Never heard.
But yeah, I don't have friends, so I don't really do anything. Yeah. And I like wait for my parents to get off of work. And I'm like, what do you guys want to do?
but that's always fun. I love hanging out with my parents.
Yeah, no, my parents are really cool. Well, the issue is also I hate when I'm asked a million questions.
Like what?
And they always ask me questions. I don't know, just in general. I hate being asked questions.
Like, what'd you do today? Did you eat today?
Yeah, shit like that. Like, what time did you get up? I'm like, bitch, I just want to sit here in silence, enjoy our company together.
Yeah.
And they always ask me questions. And I feel bad because I know they're just asking normal questions. But
or why don't you ask them questions? Instead of, that way they won't ask you anything.
Oh, and I just listen?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I had to pretend to listen.
Or you could actually listen and be invested.
But they do the same thing every single day. That's the thing. They do the same thing every single day.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like with my parents, because their careers, they have like very like, the days, everything's different, so they can like tell me different stories.
My parents do not. Yeah. My parents do not visit crack houses or anything along those lines. Yeah, my parents would do that. I mean, one works like in a phone center type deal, and I've experienced that, and it's always the same thing, like nothing crazy. So I don't know. We just hang out. I like going to the movies with them.
Oh, I love going to the movies.
I love going to the movies with my parents. I love talking about the movies.
Uh-huh.
I love seeing what my dad missed. Because for I don't know how he missed it. He's like, did that happen? I'm like, yeah, that happened. But other than that, I just get really bored.
Really at home?
At home,
I mean, I can understand. Also, like, I mean, you have a sister, but, like, she's, like, busy. She has her own life.
Yeah, too. She also has her, like, 9-to-5.
Yeah, because, like, with me, I have Nikki. But Nikki, Nikki literally won't wake up until my parents get home. So it's, it's literally like I'm there by myself the whole day.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Get some stuff done.
What? Just sit there, watch, catch up on my Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Yeah, keep up with them.
I have been.
I think that's what I'll do also. When I'm at home, I'll just like catch up on all these shows.
You need to watch The Freaking Politician.
I need to watch The Politician. That's all I've been told I need to watch. I need to watch Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
I've been told I need to watch that. I need to watch American Horror Story.
So many things.
I just need to... Atypical.
You need to watch that freaking Dark Tourist.
Whatever.
Like sketch.
I know. I love me some good sketch. I need to watch my Christmas movies. There's just so many things.
There's so many things you can do.
I have to go Christmas shopping. That's super fun. I do like that. I mean, for you, you do like the day
it's
of.
It's literally the day of, and then my mom's like, okay, can you wrap these all up? And I'm like, oh.
And you're like, well, fucking me, I guess.
I guess I wasn't going to get ready.
I guess I will look like a slob. I guess everyone's going to be like, hey, Val, how you doing?
And you're like,
better than I look.
Better than I look. But like, I still have the flu.
Oh,
that would be my excuse.
And then everyone will leave
year.
You alone. Yeah. That's smart. Yeah. Can't relate. Yeah, I'm going to talk to all my family. And they know I'm going to graduate soon. So I'm going to get that whole, like, what are you going to be doing? Yeah. And I'm like, bitch, I don't fucking know. I have a podcast. Listen to it.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I love my fam. But also, don't ask me that question.
Yeah. I don't think anybody in my family has asked me what I'm going to do after college. But they're all excited that I'm graduating. Yay. They're like, wow, like, I can't believe like you graduated. Like, mm-hmm. they're like so proud and so happy.
That's good.
So it's like, it's like good vibes.
Yeah.
Things like that. But my dad, he's the one who's like, what are you going to do after graduation?
And you're like, dad, don't kill my vibe.
And I'm like, can I graduate?
Can we just
first?
Vibe?
Can I first pass these classes?
Legit. Yeah. Cause you're talking about that and that's rough.
Yeah.
You have a packed schedule.
Yeah.
Next semester for your last semester, but yeah, still rooting for you.
Thank you. Good vibes.
We think you can do it.
I think I can do it too. It's just gonna be like busy. That's just, yeah. I just think that's the only thing.
And you're a hard worker.
Yeah.
And you, what's it called? Delegate.
Yeah.
Your time wisely. Me can't relate. Like I was telling you earlier, I have two finals due tonight. Mm.
Yeah.
Haven't finished. That's fine.
It'd be like that.
It'd really be like that. It's fine. You know, and I also, in the beginning of the semester, I also had an assignment. It was the first day of classes. Yeah. First day of classes. And I had four back-to-back. So a bitch is tired. You know, I can't do that high school stuff anymore where I can just wake up at 7 a.m. and go on till 6 p.m. So I got home at, like, let's say 6 o'clock. I didn't even eat. I fell asleep because I was like, I'll take a little nap, like an hour nap, and then I'll eat. I woke up at 11:50 p.m. and I had an assignment due at midnight. So I didn't get that done. So it was not a good start to the semester. And the end of the semester wasn't so hot either, but here we are.
Here we are. First day.
A senior year.
That's
from a musical. Look it up. Heather's a musical. We talk about it all the time.
If you watch TikToks, you know.
Oh, true. I love TikTok.
I do too. It's just like I'm scared to download the app.
Why?
Because I was told that the people who like have the app, it's like the Chinese government or something. And like, I know that sounds crazy. I know I sound like a maniac, but it's literally because like they have it and like they can take like your information and like use it for like things. So that made me nervous. It made me nervous just because I was like, oh, I don't know.
You're more afraid of the Chinese government than our actual government.
Yeah.
What a shame. A sham.
I just feel like it's just, it's a thing about like what they already can do. Because obviously they're smarter than us. Better with money than us. Okay. True. Let's just talk about that. So it's just like, I don't know. Because I don't want to be used as like a ploy thing for like if they're going to do something. You know what I mean?
Have you done like 23andMe or anything?
No.
Okay, good.
So then
you have already sold yourself to the government.
I'm scared.
No, yeah, I am totally with you on that. Except I have TikTok, so I am Boo Boo the Fool.
Yeah, but I just watch compilations on YouTube.
Okay, see, that's smarter. That's literally smarter because you're getting the hand-picked ones that are good. And I have to sit through the cringy ones if they're bad. But, man, lucky you. Maybe I should delete it and just watch compilations. But also, I like it because I like it. And when I like it,
but
I can go through
like
all the ones
making
I like.
TikToks. I would like to make TikToks. I'm just scared.
Oh, do it. I have like three. I think one of them is of just me coughing.
Me always.
Literally you. You sick ass bitch. But I was just coughing. And I made those last year.
Oh, wow.
The beginning of the year. So I've had TikTok for a minute. Because I was one of the OGs. Thanks to Sophia. Sophia, if you're listening,
Shout out. Got
me into TikTok. I remember we were watching all of the. Do you remember this? Hit or miss. I guess
you never miss, huh?
That I still think about it to this
day.
That's
so good.
It's so good. It runs in the back of my mind. I'm like, hit or miss.
I guess I never miss,
huh? But good stuff. Yeah. Love TikTok. Probably will do that. It is a new Vine. People get so mad that people say it's a new Vine, but it's like that is just quality content. It is just pure quality content on TikTok.
It's just funny. Like,
it's funny.
It brings us together, I think, in a way.
It does work. Like, have you seen that TikTok? Mm-hmm. Have you seen this? People are becoming verified on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's a platform that is forced to be reckoned with.
Exactly. And then watch the TikTokers go to YouTube
TikTokers.
Once it like, stops.
Oh, without a doubt. I already see the transition of TikTokers onto YouTube. But also, that's what everyone else did even.
Yeah, well, Vine. That's all
well,
they,
not
that's
even when
went.
It died, though. Like, they kind of.
Already, yeah.
Because they had a following.
I feel like it's like a starting thingy.
Oh, with like, that. It's easy to start.
Yeah.
I can't be Twitter famous. Might as well be TikTok famous.
That's what it is. I try to post,
I know.
Like, lit. I mean, but it's also like what's also happening with me. It's also I'm very new. to Twitter.
So. I think your tweets are good.
Thank you so much.
Mine are trash, and that's okay. And I'm okay to admit that.
I retweet them like most of the time.
She said most of the time.
Most of the time.
The ones that aren't relevant to her, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to be MySpace famous.
Go back. Take us back. Bring it back.
Take us back. Is that still active? Is MySpace still a thing?
I don't know. Should I look it up right now?
Yeah, look it up.
I have to look it up. I have to figure this out.
Because I wasn't even allowed to have a MySpace growing up.
Really? Yeah. I never had MySpace.
See, okay. See, oh, same.
It says login.
Oh, see, I never had a MySpace. And then when I was 17.
Were we like 5 when MySpace was
I was like 8 or 9. But also with that, like I wasn't even able to have a Facebook until I turned 13. And my mom let me get a Facebook. So it's not anything special. And then when I was 17, I was dicking around. And I was like, well, I was never able to get a MySpace. Might as well get one. And I made one. And
nobody was on it.
No one's on it. It's, I didn't understand it because it just was past its prime.
Yeah, I think you had to, like, be there.
Mm-hmm. You just had to be there.
Yeah, exactly. Because at that point, when I was, like, in middle school, Facebook was, like, everybody had
Facebook. Everyone was doing the Like for Truth Is.
Yeah, to be honest.
Mm-hmm, to be honest. Rate. Oh, my God. I never did the rates because I didn't want people to be mean.
Yeah.
Truth is, people were always fake.
Well, that's how you like your friends because then, like, they're going to be like, oh, my God, a 10, a 10, 10, 10. You're so literally. Hot. Yeah.
Have you monitored your Facebook or have you gone through your Facebook?
Well, because here's the tea. So I used to have an original Facebook.
Original.
And then I deleted it.
Oh.
Got rid of a lot of people from my past.
Damn.
And then I was like, I'm going to join Greek Life.
Oh, and
so
then
I was like,
Facebook.
I want to reinvent myself. So I deleted
that.
And then made a. But my Facebook was when I think I was like a junior in high school.
Oh, okay.
So it was like, but then it's been through some changes. I mean, now it just looks like a
Facebook.
Facebook, yeah.
Same. I mean, I've gone through it because everyone is always like, you need to go through your social media and make sure it's clean and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, if employers really give a fuck about what I'm writing on Twitter, like, then I don't want to work for them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of at that point. And also, I'm not saying anything racist or homophobic or sexist. Like,
exactly.
Everything I say, I'm just not mean. Worried about. It's literally just me. And it's like, damn, I want a Wendy's 4 for $4. Like, that's not anything
Retweet.
To be ashamed of. Retweet. Facebook, a little bit different, only because it's embarrassing.
Yeah. If you've had it since you were like
13.
I've had it since
I
was all the
day I turned 13.
Wow.
I know. Crazy. I think I was in the 6th grade. Day I turned 13 and I had about 10 friends starting out that day. I was so excited.
Wow.
I got an email. I was so excited. But
wow.
My mom thought that I was going to get like kidnapped or like sex trafficked.
Yeah.
But I'm like, bitch, did you see me when I was 13? Ain't nobody wanting me. I promise you that. They couldn't tell if I was a boy or a girl. I'm telling you. My eyebrows especially.
I get that.
Yeah, there's so many other like 13-year-olds that
they could take.
Well, that sounds fucked up. But they were way more mature, I guess. Ew.
Well, I feel like that's just what it is. I feel like maybe you're like I'm like the.
Well, no, not even appetizing. It's just they also did a lot more. Like they were
risque.
Already on MySpace. They were already on Facebook.
Yeah.
Not even risque things.
Well, remember when people used to talk to just like random strangers?
Yeah. See, they
like
used
adults.
To do that. See, they would do that.
And then catfishing was a big that point in our lives. Mm-hmm.
Catfish came out in like 2009, 2008. The
yeah,
original
but before
movie?
That, he, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But even then, I think that was another reason why my mom never let me have a Facebook because she thought I was going to get catfished. But also, I was too smart to get catfished.
Yeah.
I was just ahead of the game.
Yeah.
I was the catfisher.
Ooh.
I never was, actually, but I probably could have. But what I was really into was Tumblr. Did you have a Tumblr?
I still have a Tumblr,
but I never go on it.
Yeah, I never go on it. I was like almost at 1,000 followers.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God.
Oh my God, I know a Tumblr famous bitch. What the fuck?
Yeah, it was my favorite place.
It was my favorite place. Oh my God, I would spend hours on Tumblr.
Yeah.
I'm the person I am now because of Tumblr. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
No, I think it's a good thing. You're edgy. You're fun.
Ew. But also, oh my God. I miss scrolling through Tumblr. I'm hashtag woke, but I think that would have been regardless of Tumblr.
Yeah.
Oh, Tumblr was so much fun. Let's bring it back.
It was. Let's but bring it back. Well, it is still there.
Yeah, but it was bought by Yahoo. And they took off all the porn. Yeah. No one wants to go on there anymore.
Like, that. What's the point?
What's the point? But I probably have like 300 followers because I was part of a fandom. I was part of the Glee fandom. I'll openly admit it.
Yeah, I wish.
Ew, shut up. Anyone can join.
I wish I joined. I wish I knew about
it. It was so much fun. The Glee fandom, because I remember I would wait the day before an episode premiered, and since Tumblr was like the underground thing, we'd already have all the songs. We'd have the plot line. Yeah. I think it was like Glee Cast Brazil. They were like a blog that they had everything. They had everything. I remember getting so excited for when they would update.
Yeah.
And we'd all talk about like the pictures that we got. Oh my God. It was just.
I love that.
Yeah, it was so fun. And like I would read fan fiction. I don't know if that's a good thing. But also they were fake characters. Like it wasn't like 1D fanfic where it's like they made real people. Yeah. Oh my God. Glee days.
Glee,
I miss it. Those were the days.
I wish like that was my experience.
What did you reblog, or like what was your blog?
My blog? Well, I was more of like a content creator, I guess.
What?
I posted like just pictures. Quotes and things like that.
Oh, I see. Like all aesthetic.
So it was like more of like
relatable aesthetic type stuff. Yeah. I know.
My username used to be what was it? It was like Rainbow Tiger or something.
Oh, you're so quirky. She's so quirky.
Yeah. Or no, it was Rainbow Unicorn or something like that.
Oh, something stupid but quirky.
But relatable. A lot of people loved it, I guess.
Damn, 1,000 followers. Yeah. Can't even relate. I always had like Glee themed URLs. And I remember it was a thing where people would hoard URLs. Mm-hmm. They'd create new blogs just to keep the URL in case they wanted to switch.
Yeah.
I have like 20 URLs. Wow. Just like stockpiled. I should delete them because I don't need them.
Yeah.
And no one really gives a fuck about Tumblr. But yeah, that was me. And then I joined Twitter. I was really into Twitter for like freshman year.
I feel like you still go on it.
Well, I still go on Twitter and I still like it, but I was way more
active.
Like I would tweet a lot of things. Yeah. Now I just retweet a lot of stuff and I catch up on news, but I don't make content for Twitter.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Twitter famous people?
I don't really know what that means. I thought it was like famous people were on Twitter. Mm-mm. And that those were the famous people.
No, it's like those people that
like Caucasian James.
Yes, shit
I
like that.
I fucking love it. I love his content. I don't know. I don't think.
But how do you feel about it?
I just think it's like another page, like that you just retweet and do things like that. I don't know. It's kind of like Trevor Wallace.
Mm, okay, that makes sense. Yeah,
like things like that. Like I'm just like, oh, you're funny, retweet. You know, I don't really. I'm not really like too deep into it. I don't know if it's just because I'm very new. Like I'm thinking I had it for a few months.
Mm-hmm. Just a few, but it's been a wild ride.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so weird because I've seen the evolution of Twitter. I remember when it used to be like basic white girl and then Dory quotes. That used to be the name of Twitter and he used to retweet all this stupid shit. So I remember times like that, but I think the Twitter famous thing is so
like lame.
Lame. I think it's so stupid and they're so proud of it. Or maybe it's just me.
Well, I feel like maybe the people that you follow are like more like jerks. And kind of like they think that they're bigger than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the ones that I
don't even follow them though. They're just retweeted.
Yeah, because you're friends. So your friends like.
Like those basic hoes.
Yeah. Because
that's how I see them. I see them as like basic white girl, just basic shit. It's like, wow, you're so edgy.
Yeah, I get that. Because I feel like sometimes when people post things, it's just because they want to get that retweet. Mm-hmm. They want to get that like. I post things because it's how I'm feeling in the moment.
Same. I mean, is that a good thing? No, but also that's what I do.
I'm just humbled.
Hashtag humbled. Hashtag woke. Hashtag stay grounded.
Brazil. Hashtag Brazil.
Hashtag Brazil. Hashtag Indonesia. hashtag dubstep.
Hashtag Daft Punk.
Daft Punk. I was never into dubstep. Is Daft Punk considered dubstep?
I don't think so.
Or EDM, electronic. What is
that? It's like more electronic, but it's not like this. Like, it's not like the EDM that you hear. Like, mm-hmm. And like, I feel
Yeah.
When I tell everybody that I like Daft Punk, they're like, "Oh, you like EDM?" Like, no, I don't like Daft Punk. I like Daft Punk. They're different. They're the reason why you have this stupid little EDM of yours. You know what I mean? I love. It's like more of like an alternative, like mm-hmm. electric, like because I like. I don't know if you know Cashmere Cat. He did a song with Ariana Grande. That's actually how I found him, because he did a song with Ariana Grande, and then now I've just loved him for years. And then Lido, found Lido because of Cashmere Cat.
Oh wow!
And so like they're like that same vibe, but like Daft Punk, I feel like is more like a funky, like groovy kind mm-hmm, of thing. But right. They also haven't put anything out recently. So damn. If you're listening, Daft Punk, please put just drop something.
Please drop an album.
Just drop come one to thing. Brazil. Oh my god! When I saw them. Because they released their album, Random Access Memories, which mm-hmm. was like a few years back, one album of the year. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited because it's just like, for me, it was just like, I don't feel like they get like the recognition they deserve.
Right.
So then when they came out with the song with The Weeknd, Starboy, they were there when he performed. And I was more excited that Daft Punk was there than I was that.
For The Weeknd.
The Weeknd. I literally cried because it was just like. Because I never see them. Like, you know what I mean? They do things. So they live mm-hmm. in France. So it's like they're not like American.
Bonjour.
You know.
Bread and stuff.
Yeah. So bound. I can't see them regularly. And then they don't really post on social media. Cause they're just living their lives. And
well, they also wear helmets.
Yeah. So I know what they look like, though.
Oh. Simple little Google search. I never really looked. I also never really cared.
Yeah. Well, you don't. It's like, I feel like it's like different, I guess. Because you're not like a fan.
A fan?
So you're not like invested.
Like I guess, am. Yeah.
Like Daft Punk, I think would be like my number one all-time favorite music, like thing of all time.
Music or artist?
Music.
Oh, I consider them just their whole genre. They created music. Music wasn't invented until Daft Punk
came around.
So,
because there are a lot of like the inspirations from artists that you see, like they freaking know Beyonce and Jay-Z. Like it's no big deal. They went over for Sunday brunch, hang out. They know, like, everybody. They work with everybody.
Mm. And they're not problematic.
And they don't like the fame.
True.
That's why they wear the helmets. Because they want it to be about the music more than it is about the mm-hmm. way they look, the way that they are. And like
can't relate.
For me, I would feel the same. I feel like I'd rather be more about...
Oh, yeah, we just talked about this.
More about my art or whatever I'm doing than the actual, like, fame, being, like, chased.
But what if the art is you? Like, what if you're the art?
What does that mean?
You know those, like, influencers? Like, they're essentially the art.
I don't think I would be an influencer, though. I think it'd be something that I'd make.
What do you make?
I don't know.
Oh.
Art?
This is all just theoretical, I guess.
Yeah, so, like, if I was an artist, like, a singer, I made beautiful music, I think it would be more about...
So you'd be like Sia? You pull Sia? Except yeah, I probably knew who Sia was before. I had listened to her music before, and I knew what she looked like. So that's just... But just some tea.
Well, she also wrote like everybody's music.
I know she wrote a lot of music. She's an amazing songwriter, and so it's funny to see songwriters come to like
life.
To come but to light
because like you can. I feel like just one thing I want to throw out there. Not like I'm a psychopath, but like have you noticed that with certain artists that you like, mm-hmm. you can notice it's them before like anything else, just because based on like right. or you know they wrote it because of like right. certain things. So like with Daft Punk, I can tell a Daft Punk song from like a mile away just from like two beats. I know if it's a Lido song, two beats. I know if he wrote this song for this person mm-hmm. or if Cashmere Cat wrote this song for this person just because of two little things. Mm-hmm. I don't even have to look it up. I already know.
Damn, your brain is so big.
It is. I can also, ooh. I think I was meant to be a DJ. To be honest, ooh. I think I was meant to be a DJ or I was a DJ in my past life.
What would your DJ name be?
I don't even know. Oh my God. I have one from like when I was like a child.
I'm ready.
Because I was really into Skrillex.
I love that.
So I was like,
I'm ready.
I was like, my name has to be something like that, like with mm-hmm. the X. Because it was ooh, Skrillex. Right. So I was like, oh, Prince X. But like princess.
That's really
princess.
Cute. Prince X.
I was
games
like ready
mode.
To go. I would do like mashups in my brain.
In your brain.
Yeah.
Love
of
that.
Like music.
I
it
figured.
Was like crazy. I was just like
I'm like really talented.
I'm really talented.
I'm like
yeah.
the mind of a master.
Yeah.
Like no big deal.
No big deal though.
That's wow.
Went off a tangent.
But you're saying
my dream.
You were meant to be a DJ?
Yeah, I think I was well not a DJ, but like meant to like I think produce music. I think I was meant to do that. No
okay.
big deal.
You look cute with headphones.
Thank you.
So I guess that
like
yeah, <it's a> good me
I can't hear shit.
Can't relate. I don't think I was ever meant to be a producer. I think actually maybe a writer.
Ooh, as dumb totally as that sounds, as a writer.
I think a writer.
Yeah.
But the problem is I think in such a specific way is, and I write what I think and how I feel. And so it's always a cross between, I don't know if I was always meant to be a writer or a comedian.
Both. Why don't you write a comedy?
True. Yeah.
SNL. Get on SNL. If you get on SNL, I swear to God.
I'm not going to get on SNL.
You should.
You can quote
me
on that.
Kevin Hart tried out for it, didn't get it.
Well, he's not funny. Oh, I said it.
Nikki actually does not like him. Like, he doesn't think that he's like this big funny person.
Yeah, he's not funny at all. Yeah. He's definitely not big. Well, also, SNL has really changed to be unfunny.
To be unfunny? I still think it's funny.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, but...
But it's a lot more political now, and I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. Like get to the good jokes.
When I want to watch, like, SNL, I want to watch skits. I don't want to watch you being the president.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Yeah, you could just turn on the TV and see the president. Yeah,
it's like if I wanted to watch the news, I'd go
I watch the news, yeah. I don't know. It's... I mean, people who are listening at home, they're probably like, Mercedes, you're not fucking funny at all. But if you just let me, you know, roast
Mercedes
you.
Is funny.
If you let me roast
women
you.
Women are funny, you guys.
Women are funny. Whether you fucking like it or not, there are funny women, and we are two of them. So, you think otherwise, you're misogynist. If you don't think we're funny, you're a woman hater. Period. Point blank. You don't think women should have rights, so... Have fun selling that to your future wife.
Yeah.
They're like, true, I actually do hate women. Damn, I hope there's no women haters listening. That's not our demographic.
That's their secret. They listen to us in secret.
Yeah, they have to go to their weekly We Woman Haters Club. Yeah. Oh my God. But yeah, comedian would be interesting.
I could totally see you writing comedy shows.
I think what I would have to do, though, is I would have to actively roast someone.
Yeah.
Because I'm
you
really
roast.
I should, because I love roasting people. I'm so good at roasting people. Which I don't know if that's just me being mean or
no, I think it's like funny. I didn't fall in love with comedy during roast, but I fell in love with like comedians because of the roast. Like, you know what I mean? That's how I found Anthony Jeselnik. The love of my life.
Why'd you? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll have to check him out. Yeah, but I like really bizarre dry humor.
That's Anthony Jeselnik.
Okay, I have to listen.
Like, it's just so funny, and it's just like it's something that you would be like, Val likes this. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I feel like people are like that. I'm like this cute little.
Oh, like you like
whatever,
stupid
like
humor,
Disney.
Like fart jokes or something.
Yeah, but I'm not like I like when people talk about like
witty stuff.
Yeah.
Witty dry humor. Okay. Dry humor. Yeah, I'll check it out. And then
you should watch he has a Netflix special, Find the Maternity Ward, and there's one before that. I think I watched the one before that because he has this really funny thing about shark parties. So I just look up Anthony
about
just
what?
A shark party. Because he used to have a
you
TV
love
show
sharks.
On Comedy Central.
Okay.
And it's just like, it's funny for me because I'm always on the side of the shark. So I'm going to ruin
obviously.
It for you.
Okay.
But yeah, so I watched that one first. I forget what that one's called. But if you just look at Anthony Jeselnik, it's not the Fire and Maternity Ward. It's the one before that.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do over break then.
It's so fucking funny. He's
I love
so
laughing.
Fucking funny.
I love laughing.
He's so good. My mom gets so offended. I tried to show
she
her.
She does?
Yes,
I'm
I tried to
weak.
Show her. And she was like,
she didn't
that's
laugh.
Not nice. And I was just like over here like
laughing,
crying.
Yeah.
Literally crying. She was like, we're not watching this. We're not watching this.
Oh my God.
And I was like, you just don't get it.
It's too stupid. That would literally... See, that's kind of me with Bo Burnham, and every basic bitch loves Bo Burnham. But his stuff is just so fast paced and so dry. Oh my God. I remember, I think I watched part of it with my sister, and she was like, I don't get what's funny about this. I'm like, bitch, it's fucking comedy. This is comedy. The peak of comedy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's so funny. My parents find like Kevin Hart funny.
Yeah.
And like, what's his name? Chris Rock funny.
Yeah. I grew up in love with Dave
why
Chappelle. I don't know why. I love Dave Chappelle because he was like problematic. I loved watching his show.
You love problematic.
I
don't
love
like problematic people.
But it was just, no, but like his thing is controversial. Oh. Like him himself.
Oh, okay.
It is controversial. And I loved like his comedy. I loved watching his show, like seeing the little skits that he did. And like things like that. And then that brought me to like other comedians that I like, and now brought me to Anthony Jeselnik, and I would literally give my life for him.
Oh damn. Okay. Man, Anthony Jeselnik, if you're listening for some reason,
yeah,
shout out to you.
Thank you for being a god.
Oh,
he'd appreciate that.
Okay, all right, I believe it. I think anyone would.
Yeah,
appreciate being called a god.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyways. I think we're supposed to talk about
something else. We're supposed to talk about
surviving finals.
But we can do it right now. Surviving finals. Let's do it.
How did we do it?
How do you survive your finals? Like, what's like? How do you prepare to before you even get to the studying? Like, what motivates you?
Mentally? Oh, God. I take, like, 3 depression naps, and then I eat a whole bag of Doritos.
Yeah.
And then I watch. You know what I've been doing? My procrastination type of shit. For real? I'm so embarrassed to admit this, but I wasted, like, a good hour this morning watching silk press videos.
Silk press,
like black women. Sorry, not black but women, but like women of color.
Yeah,
usually black silk women get silk press on their hair, or like get their hair.
What's silk press?
Exactly. I think it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So what they do is essentially they wash their hair. The stylist, I think her name's Cassandra Olivia on YouTube. And she's really straight to the point, which is what I also like.
Because
a lot of stylists will be like, and then you're going to, like, bitch, like, I'm actually going to do this. So, like, I actually have a head of hair to work with.
Yeah.
So a lot of the women that she works with have curly textured hair.
Yeah.
So what she does is she rinses it or washes it, and then she parts it and she'll start blow drying.
Mm-hmm.
Blow drying it, like, somewhat straight or flat. And from there, she'll flat iron it.
Yeah.
And then she'll give them a trim. Ooh. And then a silk press is like if they put like a silk wrap around it or like saran wrap just to keep it all together. But a lot of the time, I think silk press is defined as like straightening it.
Okay.
But either way, there was something where she did wrap
something
around their head and it made a difference. But I've been watching a lot of those videos, like women of color getting their hair done. And I think it's beautiful. Like, I just want to touch it. I want to cry. I want to like do the hair. Yeah. I want to do it because it seems easy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because Cassandra Olivia, she makes it look easy.
Yeah.
But it comes out so beautifully.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I'm just so amazed by it because clearly my hair is not, you know, as textured or requires as much effort.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been doing that instead of doing finals. And then when it hits to the point where I'm like, oh, I actually have a final in less than 24 hours, I kind of like kick it into gear and I look at the study guide once or twice.
Yeah.
But honestly, like when I actually have to study, I just sit in my room, listen to music. That's really beneficial because when I listen to music, it feels like I'm not doing anything serious.
Oh.
So that helps me. And I'll write everything out. If I need to memorize things, I'll write it out like 5 times. But what about you? Yeah.
I don't really know. This week has been weird for me because usually I have finals like
every day
and I haven't had a single one until, you know.
Yeah.
It's coming up. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't done much. I mean, I studied today. But usually what I do is like the weekend before finals is when I start studying because it's like I time it out on which final is going to be first.
Right.
When I have priority. To do that. And then I'll study for that final. And then usually I have a final after that final, like a few hours later. So in that time frame, kind of study for that one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I just kind of try to keep it as light as possible. Like I study until I feel kind of like bored, I guess. Because I feel like if I just push myself to like keep going, even if I'm not interested, I won't learn anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be like, I try to do it to where, like, I study, and then I'll do something fun, study, do something fun, study, do something fun. That way, I'm not just sitting there for, like, 3 hours wanting to die.
Mm-hmm. So you have, what's it called?
So I do a good 30 minutes studying, take a 10-minute break.
Self-awareness. Yeah. You have self-awareness, and you see, I can't relate. I have to, like, study for 6 hours straight, because if I start doing something fun, I'll just stick to it. Like, watching silk press videos.
Yeah, or I'm just so like responding that. To like my text messages because like
the only person I text is you, snaps. So
yeah, so I'll snap you back.
Yeah, it's easy. It's nothing. We don't really have.
I'll try and snap you really fast. See how fast we can get it.
Oh, amazing! I love that. Yeah, we don't really have in-depth conversations over Snap, which is okay.
No, yeah, that's because we have more in-depth in person.
Obviously, we have a whole fucking podcast to have in-depth conversations. But yeah, I guess, you know, I feel pretty talked out. I feel like everything I need to say about finals.
It's like a 5 second. That we was had like this a whole list of like, oh, let's talk about this. And like, literally, this is all
this
it is.
This is it. This shows how educated, how much we care about our education.
Yeah. I mean, it's also, but like, it's different for everybody.
We are also in our last year.
Yeah.
So it's way different compared to like my freshman year.
Yeah.
And I had way more at stake those years until this year. I'm just trying.
Senioritis
at its finest. Mm-hmm. Rhyming was unintentional. Ooh. Yeah, I'm a poet. What about it?
Yeah, she's a writer, guys.
I'm a writer. Comedy. Look out for my stand-up special where I stand the whole time and I don't ever sit.
Ooh.
Also, stage lights make me fucking sweaty, so I don't think I could ever be a comedian because I would be sweating like up heaps. And what?
In the neon lights. Sorry.
Wait. What song is that?
Neon Lights.
By who?
By, oh my god, I can't believe I'm making. Gwen Stefani's boyfriend.
Blake Shelton.
Oh.
You mean your fiance?
At the end of the tunnel.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that one. Okay. I was getting confused with another country song.
Oh, the. One headlight.
No,
one?
That's embarrassing.
I wish you knew.
I wish I was educated. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, should we do like a recommendation real fast?
Oh, a quick recommendation. Obviously, I recommend the Munchies.
Hot
Flamin' Hot snack pack. That don't get the cheese ones. The cheese ones are shit. Oh. I hate the cheese ones. Oh. I like some hot, some heat in my chips. So the Munchies. Flamin' Hot snack pack. I recommend it. A great snack. Oh, a lot of variety.
Also for finals.
It's a great snack.
It's a great snack to do while you're studying. Mm-hmm. I recommend Pop-Tarts.
Okay.
I love a good pop.
What flavor?
Strawberry. Amazing. But I don't eat the crust, so which is like weird. I just eat I take it off and then I'll just eat the Pop-Tart. Because I'm crazy.
You're crazy.
I also eat the outside of my chicken nuggets and just like I have to eat the outside of my chicken nugget before I actually eat the chicken nugget.
So you're a psychopath.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah, so I recommend doing that.
Yeah, thanks guys. Try that out.
If you're going through finals right now, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Or if you've finished, good for you.
God bless. Have fun in your breaks.
Good luck on your grades, I guess.
Have a great holiday break. Well,
yeah, the start of it, whatever.
College break. I don't know how long everybody else
whatever break is happening. Enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy it.
But
yeah, so I guess that's going to do it here for us. But yeah, have a great day, morning, night,
whenever you're listening to this.
Whenever you're listening, right. We'll see you guys in the next. Well, we'll talk to you guys in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.